The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven in order to test him. And he sighed from the depth of his spirit, and he said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? And I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And then he left them, and he got into the boat again and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This short text from the Gospel of Mark prompts us to think in a certain way about faith. First thing we observe here is that Jesus did not fit into the religious understanding of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were in control, and they were analytical, such as we are. We tend to be an analytical people. The word analyze comes from a Greek word. It means to break down something into its constituent parts and then put it back together. That's the origin of analyze. And when I do that, when I break something down, I understand its inner workings, and I put it back, then I control it. And we tend to have a mindset that way. At many times, I will accept it if you explain it to me, if I can reason this, if logic, and then I will control it. I'm in charge because you have proved to me that you are worthy, that what you say is believable, then I keep my power. That's the Pharisees' position. And so they argue with Jesus. They don't ask him for a sign. They argue with him. Now, I've met people, we've all met people like that. They don't want to discuss something. They want to argue. They want to convince you that they're right. And when they convince you they're right, then they're in charge. They have control. This is something, it's a certain temptation that we see in the Pharisees, and in some ways, maybe, we see within ourselves. But in order to understand Jesus Christ, we have to make this great act of faith. Beyond logic, beyond reason, this incredible sense of surrender to Jesus Christ. I may not dedicate myself, I trust the Lord. Keeping in mind, the Pharisees didn't know the whole story. We know the whole story. We know the story of the passion, the death, the resurrection, the coming of the Spirit. We know the whole story. Therefore, it should be somewhat easier for us to grasp this great act of faith. And yet, in many ways, I think at some times in our lives, we tend to need to have our faith renewed. You know, people, we go to confession and we confess things we confessed before. But don't you think once you ask God for forgiveness and he gave you forgiveness, why do you have to come back and ask again? Don't you believe? Don't you have faith in God's forgiveness? Once God has forgiven you, it's gone. It's forgiven. There is an interesting story told in the life of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. She had visions of the Sacred Heart. She is a big person in the devotion to the Sacred Heart. And in her convent, she was a young sister in the convent. And the other sisters were very jealous of her. I mean, she said she was having visions, and they dismissed her. something. And so there was a disturbance in the convent. And so the bishop came to the bishop and he called this holy Jesuit. He's a saint now, Claude de Colombier. And he said, Father Claude, you go over and check out this, what's happening over in the convent. So he went over and interviewed Sister Margaret Mary, who is now a saint. And he said, Sister, I'll tell you how we'll verify your visions. I have a sin in my past. Nobody knows about it. I confessed it. Many years ago, I confessed this sin, and God has forgiven me. But I give you permission to ask Jesus the next time you have this vision and the apparition of Jesus, to ask him what that sin was. And then you come back and tell me, and then we'll know for sure that your visions, your apparitions are authentic. So it was agreed. And sometime later, Father Claude came back and he said, Sister, did you have this vision of the Sacred Heart? Did Jesus come to you? She said, yes. Did you ask him about the sin in my past that he had forgiven? And she said, I did. And what did he say? He said he can't remember. And the teaching was, once God has forgiven you, it's gone. Now, we forgive people and we still kind of hold it back there, something over you. But once God has forgiven, it's gone. That's the great act of faith. And in hearing confessions, people coming back many times saying, I know I confessed this before, but I'm really not sure. So I want to make sure that God has forgiven me. See, it's a great act of faith. Have faith in the infinite love of God. Well, I wondered about it myself a few times. Like, whenever I come to die, I'm on my deathbed, and I have full confidence in the love of God, and absolute, I surrender to Jesus Christ, and I know that God loves me, but still, I have that little inkling that, would you reassure me? I need the anointing, I need the prayer, I need the priest to come and tell me that is for sure. Because we all get caught somewhere in this little doubt inside of us. And that's what this gospel says to us. Make this great act of faith. It's not logic. It's not reason. Don't look for proof. It's this incredible statement that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. God's love is infinite. No matter what happens in my life, God would never hurt me. I am God's son. God blesses me in my life. I have no fear. And when I am haunted, or the demons of the past come back to say, remember your sins and your failures and so forth, I know. But God forgave all these things, and God's infinite love surrounds me and carries me. That's the great act of faith. And that will not come, by the way, to the followers of Jesus until the Holy Spirit comes upon them. There's no logic to this. When the Holy Spirit comes upon them, then they will begin to believe. They will be invincible in their belief. They will go to martyrdom in their belief that God is Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind. So when you doubt or when you struggle and you wonder if God has forgiven you or if God is watching over you, make this great act of faith. God's providence is invincible. Once I surrender to Jesus Christ, my life will unfold before me without anxiety. Amen. Pause with me now for a moment of prayer. We need to pray for our country. there is so much selfishness and division, and there is so much demand that the sense of being truly generous and patriotic, saying, I'm going to dedicate myself to the good of all people, not the people who agree with me, but I'm going to bless people. This is what it means to be truly patriotic, to sacrifice, not to demand, not to overcome, but to be a servant of my brothers and my sisters. It's the freedom of being sons and daughters of the living God. For this we pray today. Amen.